Alaska's rail belt electric companies are the sole users of the state's main transmission lines that carry energy from the Bradley Lake Hydropower Project in Homer north to Fairbanks. But changes are coming. Managers of the state-owned portion of the line, called the Alaska Intertie, want to give independent power producers access to the system. And as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, some power company officials want to bring the entire grid under a single owner-operator model.
Bradley Lake's 120 megawatts of electricity transmits through two 20-mile-long lines that connect to the state's main power grid. The power thrums northward, electrifying Clam Gulch, Kenai, Soldotna, and on up to Anchorage, where electricity from Chugach Electric's gas-fired Beluga generation plant ties in. Then power flows through the Matanuska Valley and on to Healy. The line's full length is divided into segments, each owned and operated by a different power company. In late December, the Alaska Energy Authority, which owns the Alaska Intertie, or the segment that links Willow and Healy, announced a plan to allow independent power producers to access the line. Jean Terrio, AEA's deputy director, says the open access move anticipates future need.
The demand or the search for cheaper sources of power may lead people to being able to link up their demand with a source.
The open access plan is pending before the state's regulatory commission. Joe Griffith, general manager of Matanuska Electric Association, says the independents, such as alternative energy providers, want access to reach customers, but newcomers need to help pay back what established power companies have spent on building and maintaining the lines.
Part of the assertion has been that they can't get access to the customers over the transmission system. A difficulty is caused by the fact that most of the transmission in the rail belt is privately owned, and the owners expect to be reimbursed for the use of it.
Griffith spoke at a panel discussion regarding Alaska's energy needs in Anchorage recently. He says that the real problem is the patchwork of utilities involved in electricity's transmission. Currently, Griffith also heads ArcTech, the Alaska Rail Belt Cooperative Electric and Transmission Company, which is composed of four rail belt utilities. ArcTech's goal is to create a single operator for the entire transmission network from Homer to Fairbanks. But there's a rub. All six power utilities have to sign on to the idea, and only four of them belong to ArcTech. Griffith says a single operator, or a so-called Transco model, would save consumers huge amounts of money.
And a single operator puts it in literally one office. Some of these Transcos in the lower 48 are three or four people is all. And they just look at the generation online and say the next most costly piece that we need to bring up is here. And they pick up the phone and call somebody's generation plant and say, deliver me X megawatts.
Last year, AEA did a study on transmission line upgrades and just how much money would be saved by eliminating the conflicts and duplications of multiple operators along the transmission line. Griffith says the study shows about $100 million a year in savings. Griffith wants ArcTech to be that single operator. He says it will take some work to figure out the financial aspect, but it can be done.
If you created your Transco today, you would simply assign a cost, probably be a postage stamp type rate over the whole system, and say, anytime you have power flowing on transmission system here, here's what you pay. And then the Transco would turn around at the end of the month and send a check to each utility whose transmission system they used.
Terrio says AEA is not opposed to a Transco model.
There is sort of a growing realization that the overall system could operate more efficiently with increases or investment in the intertie system. There would be tremendous savings for the overall consumers in the rail belt if we were actually able to get to a system with some real streamlined operation.
Now that AEA is opening access to the Alaska Intertie, all the utilities along the rail belt may follow suit, Terrio says. And he says the open access language before the RCA provides reliability standards and an allocation of costs for newcomers. I'm Ellen Lockyer.